Okay, we're on the last part of Siman Yud, Sif Chaf, the last segment of Hilchas Tefillin. You're supposed to take off your tefillin when you're standing up. The first thing that you do is you take off the tefillin from your fingers, and then after that you take off the Shel Rosh, and after that you take off the rest of the Shel Yad. The reason we do it that way is that we learn from the Pasuk, that you're always supposed to have, whenever you have the Taitafish Bene Necha, you're supposed to have both on, you're supposed to have two on, and that's why you have to leave the Shel Yad on until after you take off the Shel Rosh.
Why do we start with that again?
What?
Why do we start with that again?
What's it called? Shel Yad really should be taken off first before the Shel Rosh. Okay. You take off the Shel Rosh with the left hand, also to show that you don't want to take it off. It's hard to take it off. Really, we should be wearing tefillin all day. It's just that since we have a difficult time keeping a guf naki, so then we don't wear the tefillin all day. When the person takes off his tefillin, he shouldn't do it in front of a Sefer Torah. He should not do it facing his Rebbe. He should sort of move towards the side, or angle himself towards the side. The minhag chachamim is to kiss the tefillin when you take them off, just like you kiss them before you put them on. And if a person's wearing a talus, so you take off the talus after you take off the tefillin. All right, when you put the tefillin into the bag, you should put it in a way that you're going to take the Shel Yad the first thing the next day, which would ideally mean the Shel Yad on top of the Shel Rosh, but you're not supposed to put it in the bag in a way that the Shel Yad is going to be sitting on top of the Shel Rosh. So it's best side by side, but that the place where you open it, you're always going to grab the Shel Yad first. If you put the talus, the tefillin bag inside the talus bag then, and the talus should be on top of the tefillin bag or in a place where you're going to come to it first, so you shouldn't run into problems of imavir nala mitzvahs the next day. Okay, let's say you have a choice of davening betzibur or davening with tefillin. So the halacha is it's more important to daven with tefillin than it is to daven with the tzibur. So you should pass up tefillah betzibur, etc., if you're going to get tefillin soon. However, if you're going to miss zman kriyashma, miss zman tefillah, so then you have to make sure to make the zmanim, and then when the tefillin comes afterwards, so then you put on the tefillin and either say a couple mizmerim, or some people will put on the tefillin for tefillas mincha. Seder. You can't put on tefillin at night, right? Lila loves man tefillin. If you do that, so you don't make a bracha. If you don't have tefillin, but your friend's tefillin are laying around, so the same way that we saw with talis and tzitzis, you could borrow it without his permission. You just have to make sure to put it back properly the way that you found it. Okay, a person, as we said before, has to make sure he keeps a guf naki when he's wearing his tefillin. That means that he has to make sure not to pass any gas. If a person is sick and he knows that he's not going to be able to do that, so then he's patim et tefillin. If he feels that he's going to be able to restrain himself just for Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei, so then that's what he should do. If a person is very, very mitztayer and he's going to be meisiach das from the tefillin, he's going to be oblivious to it, that's also a ptur from tefillin. But for however long he's able to pay attention to the tefillin, that's what he should put the tefillin on for. A katan, we have a chiyuv, mitzvah, a chiyuv of chinuch of a katan. Now, ideally, once a katan is old enough that he's going to be able to keep a good naki, you're supposed to buy him a pair of tefillin and train him on putting on tefillin. The minhag ha'olam is to wait and to just have him put on the tefillin a couple of months, 2-3 months before his bar mitzvah. Some have minhag even less than that, 3 weeks, a month, many different minhagim on that. There are different minhagim on chol hamoed as to how to put on tefillin. Some don't put on tefillin at all. That's a minhag here in Eretz Yisrael. Others will put on tefillin, but they'll make sure not to make the bracha out loud. And then the third is that they'll put on tefillin, but without a bracha at all. And Prima Gadim says, ideally, you should have kavana that when you're putting on the tefillin, you're putting on ritzuas ba'alma. So it's to take away the need to make a bracha. Even if you're putting on and not making a bracha, so you still should not make a hefsek between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. And the only exception to that is if Baruch Hu, a Kedusha, or a Kaddish comes in the middle of the Shel Yad and Shel Reish, and you didn't make a bracha, so you could answer under that circumstance. It's important that there shouldn't be two different minhagim in the same shul. It's a problem of Leisus Gai to do. And that recently they've made different minyanim for people who different have minhagim. It didn't used to be as good about that. But that's a problem. If you have a shul and some guys are wearing tefillin and some guys are not wearing tefillin, so that's a problem of Leisus Gai to do. All right. Finally, you have the din of the chazakah of tefillin. You never have to check your tefillin. Once they were made and they're done, it's like, what's it called? They have a cheskes kashrus. You don't have to open them up. And many people don't open them up. The exception to that is number one, my brother told me that not sure that this applies to the tefillin that we have, bizman hazeh. It could be that it's only when they had worse quality tefillin. But if a person only puts on his tefillin once in a while, let's say he has a spare pair of tefillin, so then there's a chashash of ipush that's going to get moldy, and then you should open it up. Also, if the bayis got torn or if the bayis got wet, so then you can't really rely on the chazakah, because there's a good chance that there's a problem. The Kitzer says that it's a good idea, there's a minig nachain, to check your tefillin twice every 7 years, because people sweat and they can ruin the parshias. And even in a situation where a person has to check, let's say his tefillin got wet or something like that, if there's no one around who knows how to open up the parshias, and you're going to ruin the tefillin, so he says, so you can rely on the cheskes kashrus, it's better than not putting on tefillin at all. But really, you should have them checked. So, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow, we start with Hilchas Mezuzah. And it's going to be also a couple-day project until we finish up this Mezuzah.